There is renewed controversy in New Mexico over a plan to reopen horse slaughterhouses, which have been banned in this country for 6 years. Hari Srinivasan has our report about what's triggered this debate.
And then bring them on in along the fence line.
Several times a week this summer, residents of the Navajo Indian Reservation in New Mexico mapped out a game plan. They set up a temporary pen and then headed out by horseback and ATVs to round up groups of wild horses that have become a threat to the livelihood of farmers and ranchers here.
These horses are bouncing in between ranches, in between homesteads. They're, again, eating the forage, drinking the water. Each horse, feral horse, we estimate eats anywhere between 5 and 18 pounds of forage a day. They drink between 5 and 15 gallons of water a day.
Edward. Ernie Zah, spokesman for the tribe, estimates that feral horses, that is, horses that run wild but at one time were domesticated, cost the Navajos $200,000 a year in damages. There are approximately 70,000 of them in northwestern New Mexico alone. And Zah says they're putting a tremendous strain on the land and resources, land that is already struggling from a catastrophic drought.